We have obviously put in place the biggest sustained increase in defence spending to 2.5% by 2027-28.
Well, as you said, it's only going back to where we were before.
Well, it was back at those levels under a Labour government. That's the last time we're at those levels. That is really important. The defence review that we have, we are launching today, was premised on it going to 2.5%. So that is deliverable. We do need to go on from there, and that's why I've said the ambition for 3% in the next government, subject obviously to fiscal rules.
Now, the word ambition, forgive me. I've got an ambition to lose weight. If I don't say to you, here's my plan. This is what I'm going to do. Here's my timeline. Here's my path. Please stop giggling at the idea of me losing weight.
You don't need to lose weight. But you really don't.
Seriously, if I don't come up with a plan, you just say, look, this is wishful thinking. This is just chat.
Let me take that head on. What I've said at the election in 2024 is that we would get to 2.5%. And I've pressed time and again, what precise date? And I said, as soon as I can be absolutely clear with a firm date and a firm commitment, that we will keep to, because I had seen the previous government make commitments about this percent or that percent with no plan behind it. I'm not going down that road. Therefore, what you can take from this is, yes, that 3%, but I am not, as the Prime Minister of a Labour government, going to make a commitment as to the precise date until I can be sure precisely where the money is coming from, how we can make good on that commitment. Because I don't believe in performative fantasy politics, and certainly not on defence and security. So take the 2.5% that we said in 2024, we went hard on.
Your word,